So, Brennan, do you think Lucy should end up with Sam, or do you think he should end up with, like, in a foster care or something like that?
Well, personally, I think she should be with her father because he's your father. How would you live without your father? But that's like, a very basic opinion of mine.
I don't think that Lucy should just be with her father. I think she should end up in, like, a foster care or an adoption or something like that. And then Sam can come visit whenever he wants, like, not on a schedule or anything like that in a previous situation that he was in.
Well, I think that Sam may need a little help from her, for example, Lucy's godmother, Annie. So she can just come and check on them every now and then. But I think all you need is love to be a good father and have a family.
Well, I kind of have a similar idea, except I don't think it should be a godmother kind of thing. I think it should be somebody who can always be there for Lucy, not just, I can be there sometimes, but not all the time. Like, if Sam finds somebody to do that for him, then he could try to get full custody of Lucy with that person involved in it.
Yeah, but Annie being their neighbor, she's always right next door.
Yeah, but it's not like they're in the same home or right, like, there. Like, she could be busy a lot more often than you think.
But we were told that Annie's always home. She's always in her house.
Yeah, but she did leave to go to the courthouse.
Because
they
asked
her. Which means she might start going out more often.
But that's because they asked her. They needed her. They begged Annie to go to the court.
I still think it would be better if you had somebody who's actually in the home with them. And maybe having a second income.
Well, if you think about it, Sam raised Lucy for 7 or 8 years on his own.
Yes, he did that, but he also has the capability of a 7-year-old, meaning he could teach what a 7-year-old knows or what a 7-year-old should know. And there's also many kids who come out of adoption or foster care. It's not like this is a special situation. Many kids will be taken out of homes and put into foster care.
Yes, but I know Sam has the brain capacity or capability of a 7-year-old, but that doesn't mean Lucy can't teach him things, like how he was teaching him to read.
Yeah, but just because Lucy can do that, that doesn't mean that Lucy should have to do that. It doesn't mean, oh, all of a sudden, I'm the parent, I'm 8 years old, I'm the parent now because my father can't teach me. It shouldn't be that way.
Well, she goes to school for a reason. All you need is for him to feed you, for him to give you love and care, and he doesn't need to teach you things. You can show him new things, her new things.
That is true, but there's a lot of things you can learn from your home. Like, if my father taught me some things that I didn't learn at school, Lucy's father probably won't, unless it's like a foster care father or like an adopted father if she was in an adopted family.
Yeah, but if Lucy ever has any questions about anything, she can always go next door to her godmother, Annie, and ask them. And she gives them piano lessons, too.
Yeah, but you don't need piano lessons for that kind of thing. Piano lessons aren't the biggest thing in the world. You can't. There's a lot more things you can be taught at an adoption.
Well, Sam knows how to work, and he knows how to take care of himself, so he should know. He should be able to teach that to Lucy.
Sam can work, but you know what he does? He went from, like, setting up a Starbucks to bouncing from job to job. Like, bouncing from, like, being a temporary ref to being, like, a dog walker. That's not, like, the best source of income. And not the best thing to teach a kid.
But he had fun while he was doing it. He was teaching her to pick a fun job that you enjoy.
It is important to pick a job you enjoy. If you don't pick a job you enjoy, you're probably not going to do the job the best you can. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's a fun job. You're going to have jobs that aren't always fun, that aren't always the best thing.
Yes, but if you think about it, he did all those jobs to see Lucy.
That does show that he cares a lot about her, but in my idea, I see that Sam can go see Lucy whenever he wants, whenever he can.
But Sam doesn't have a car. So how is he going to get to Lucy?
That is true. Okay, so what if we oppose, if we have something like this? What if the adoption center or the foster care like sets up Sam to live near the foster care, near a center for Lucy, and Lucy either sometimes stays with the foster parents or sometimes stays with the adoption center, or some and then like the next day go and stay with Sam?
Yes, I think she should see Sam more than the foster parents, though. Like, just have the foster parents check in.
Okay. Oh, well, we could do something like that. Or we could have something where they go, where they check in sometimes, and then Lucy goes and stays there to see if the Sam has told them, told her anything that they don't think is fit.
Yeah, just to but just make not sure alter- they're
not just not alternating all the time. Sam will see her more often then.
Yeah, just to make sure her age level and her knowledge is up to date.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan.
Yep.